Welcome to the Power Prayer Podcast. I am your host, Sherry T. And you have just entered into the Tuesday night family prayer meeting, where we come together as a family to strengthen each other, to love on each other, to lift up the name of Jesus, and to most definitely just to pray for one another. We come in agreement in spirit and in truth, a spirit of unity, where the love of Christ flows from one to another. We're all across the globe. We come from the north, the south, the east, and the west, but we do come. And we come rejoicing that we serve a God who is, was, and is yet to come. I invite you now to enjoy the moments that we have shared together. They are live recordings, so you can expect that it's not scripted. But it is good, it is live, it is fresh. I pray that you're blessed. I pray that you're strengthened. I pray that the words that have been spoken into our lives as a family, that it also resonates in your heart, that the Holy Spirit would continue to transform your life in such a way that you'll believe every day of your life that God has purposed you for a time such as this, to stand firm on His word, to share His love, to enjoy His abundance, that He might show His faithfulness towards you. Thank you once again, as you will now enter in to the Tuesday night live family prayer. Be blessed in the presence of an Almighty God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Hi, this is Sherry T. from the Living Bible Hub Network, and I want to help you stay motivated, inspired, and encouraged. Text the word BELIEVE to 877-670-1975. Text the word BELIEVE to 877-670-1975 and receive our weekly words of inspiration.
Good evening. Thank you for joining the Tuesday night family prayer call. Y'all already know what time it is. It's about 8:30, and y'all know I like starting on time. So I'm thankful for whoever just dropped in on the line. Aunt Stella already here. So as a family that prays together, stays together, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. There's no other place I'd rather be on a Tuesday night than just coming into the presence of an Almighty God with family, friends, and just sharing the word of God, sharing the love of God, knowing that God makes no mistakes, knowing that He is all that we need Him to be. He is the I am to all of us. So today we're going to rejoice like the Bible says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. So no matter what the situation is, we're going to do one thing. We're going to have a grateful heart. We're going to rejoice. We're going to know that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask. But most of all, we ask that His will would be done in our lives today. So, Father, we thank You for Your divine presence in this place. Because You said, wherever two or three are gathered, so are You in our midst. And, Lord, we thank You because You woke us up this morning. You got us to this point of the day. Through all seen and unseen dangers, You still protected us with Your love, Your grace, Your goodness, and Your mercy. You commanded angels to be in charge over us, that our coming would be blessed. Father, we thank You for divine appointments, those that we shared the gospel with, whether it was in action, whether it was in word, or whether it was just being right there, knowing that God is with us. Father, we thank You for the one that will bring the word tonight. I thank You for the anointing always been upon the apostle, the administrative gift that You have called him to for a time such as this. Lord, continue to bless him abundantly. Continue to bless his family. Continue to keep Your loving arms around him. Continue to speak direction into his life, Lord, as he speaks direction into the lives of those he touched. Father, we thank You. Lord, we give You the honor, thank the you. Praise, thank and you. The glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you. God bless your family, and good evening. Praise God for Jesus. Thank you for such an opportunity to be able to bring forth the word of God to the family on tonight. Thank you. I'm humbled by this invitation. I appreciate it much. Well, I'm not going to be long, but I pray to God it will be strong, as the woman of God has already said. Hallelujah. Must start off with what the Lord is now telling me to start off with, and that is, this is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I can have. I can do what it says I can do. Today I will be taught the word of God. I boldly confess my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, praise be to God.
Amen.
Father, bless you for what you're about to do tonight. Give us an ear to hear, a heart to receive, and a mind to believe what thus saith the Lord. I've been behind the cross of Calvary. Let me decrease that you might increase the more. Let hearts be stirred, and spirits be lifted, and people be encouraged tonight as you come forth to hear this word in Jesus Christ. Then we pray. Lord, we pray, God, for those, Lord, that seem to be tired and weary, once they hear this word, to be able to take action with this word in Jesus' name. All you that love him while your mic is still on, if they're off, just turn them on just to say amen and amen. Then put them back off again. Hallelujah. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Glory to God. Well, one simple word we're using tonight to bring forth and convey this word, and that is run. Just run. Run means to move at a speed faster than a walk. Never having both of all of the feet on the ground at the same time. Think about it. Run. Out of the book of Isaiah, you'll find in the 40th chapter, in the 31st verse, I'm using as it was another type of translation here, but those who wait for the Lord will receive new strength. They will lift up their wings and soar like eagles. They will run and not become weary. I want to go back to the part where it says those who wait for the Lord. It didn't say wait on him. It says wait for the Lord. While waiting for the Lord, you need to be waiting in the Lord. And while you're waiting in the Lord, you receive new strength. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. So for those who wait in the Lord, or for those that wait for the Lord, will receive new strength. They will lift up their wings, their arms, and soar. Not just fly, but you will soar. Soar. Soar means to really go at a speed that's so high that you'll be able to do as Jesus has said he had us, where he got us at. He said, I made you to sit down in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Think about it. When you soar, you're like in heavenly places. He said they will run and not become weary. Now, the word run, as it said, means to move in a fast speedier and faster than a walk. I find that we do find ourselves running sometime, but what are we running for? Some people are running downtown to get that bargain and being able to get that discount price on an item. Some are running to maybe make sure they get to the supermarket before it opens so they get that discount meat before it goes up for full price. Some are running, as it was, being nosy. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, folks are just running around trying to find out everybody else's business, trying to cover up your stuff while looking at everybody else's stuff, but you're still running. And you're running faster than the speed of a walk. Now, I just want to use for a thought tonight, as I said, run. He said they will run and not become weary, will not become tired and worn out. Why? Because you're not running for you. You're not running with you. You're running in the Lord. You're running with the Lord. You're running for the Lord. He said they will walk and not become tired and tagged out. Now it talks about in the book of Hebrews, as it was, the 11th chapter. And I want to go to the 12th chapter. I'm sorry, 12th chapter of Hebrews, beginning at the first and the second verse. And I'm using the Living Bible. It said, let us strip off everything that slows us down. Wow. And holds us back. Why? And especially those sins which wrap themselves so tightly around our feet and trips us up. Think about it. You can't run with your feet tied up. My God, hallelujah. It says, especially those sins that wrap themselves tightly around our feet and trip us up. In other words, you got to know how to walk. You got to walk straight. Where do you walk straight? In the straight and narrow way. Because that is the way that leads what? To eternal life. That's the way that leads to salvation. The wide road leads to destruction and death. It said, let us run with patience. Now, how in the world can you run with patience? Take your time and run. Amen. It's like John. I didn't say mark time. Now, mark time is just running in one spot. It didn't say that. Let us run with patience. This particular race the Lord has set before you. There's a race he's got set just before you to run. It's your race. Think about it. He's got one designed just for you. Now, your race might be not like anybody else's race. He might have you running around the corner from your house to let somebody know about Jesus. Yeah, Yamada. But the main thing is that you're running. He said run.
Run.
And if God has done something great for you, that might be your run. You might want to run and tell somebody what the Lord did for you, but just run. So, but let us run this with patience, the particular race that God has set before us or before you. It says, keep your eyes on Jesus, our leader and instructor. Why? Because we realize if we don't keep our eyes on Jesus, we'll sink. How do we know that? Peter was walking on the water. Now, he walked on that water. But the moment he took his eyes off of Jesus, he began to sink. And that's what happened with us. While you're running, keep your eyes on the prize, which is Christ Jesus. While you're running, keep looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. Don't look to the right. Don't look to the left. But look at the prize. Your prize is being able to go and get eternal life. Why? Because that's what Christ wants you to have. So keep your eye on the prize, which is Jesus, who is the leader, the author, the finisher, and the instructor of our faith. He was willing to die a shameful death on the cross because of the joy he knew would be given to us afterwards. Think about it. He knew his death would bring us joy. The joy that Providence just talked about that was restored, think about it. It was done on the cross. Isn't it something to think about how different God does things? It took his son to die, suffer, and bleed out as it was. But all the blood went down Golgotha's hill. That's why they said there's a fountain that's filled with blood that's still drawn from the manual vein where sinners can plunge beneath that flow and lose all their goodness because the blood was shed. So his blood was shed that we might have joy afterwards. Now he sits at the place of the honor of the right hand of God at the throne of God. Hear me tonight. It's time to stop dragging your feet and run. And do what God has told you to do. Now, that don't mean you got to get behind a pulpit with a Bible. That's not what that means. You know what he told you to do. Amen. If he told you to visit the nursing home, run to the nursing home. Now, I don't mean literally run. That means get up and start doing it. Don't just sit there. Amen. You got some folks about they want a job, but they won't even walk and get a newspaper to see if there's a job available. Run and get that job. You say you want a miracle, but you won't run nowhere and get down on your knees and talk to the Father. Run and get what God got for you. Just run. Run. And I want to leave you with this song. I want to encourage you. And I'm leaving you with this song. Very simple song. Run and tell that. We gossip about everybody else's business. But hear what he says. If the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Run and tell that. What that? Yes. What the Lord has done to you. Don't be ashamed. Stop preaching these. You ought to run. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
You have to run. So run. Tell that. Hey, look. If you did that, you ought to run and tell that. Glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
you ought to what? You ought to run.
Run on.
Hey.
Yeah.
Ought to run. Hey, look. Don't keep it a secret. Run and tell that. What that the Lord has done for you. Folks don't know what God did for you to open your mouth and tell them. Say, look where the Lord has brought me from. You see where I'm at, but you don't know what it took to get to where I'm at. Run and tell them. God bless you. Love y'all all.
Woo, powerful, powerful, powerful. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Run and tell them. Y'all know I could chase this one. Run and tell that what the Lord has done. I'm telling y'all tonight, the Lord said, I'm going to restore your joy. Don't worry about it. And I just got in the place of the presence of the Lord with family, with cousins yesterday. And they brought my joy back. God deposited my joy back. I know. Run. Thank you, Apostle. You know that was good. You know that was good. Y'all know, I already know that was good. All of those who didn't hear from the beginning, don't worry to be on the recording. But it was good as always.
Don't forget to
pray. You already know it, Lord. I thank you for the anointing that is upon the apostle. I thank you that you have set him for a time such as this in our family to bring forth instruction. Because whether anybody heard it, that's an instruction. Because some of us have been given assignments, and we're trying to walk it out. But the Lord just told us to run it out. Run the race. To run it. So, Father, I thank you that the word hits on good ground, on soil, and it's soaking it up, Lord. But now it's time for us to take action, and that action is to run. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you for his obedience. It's to hear from the throne room of heaven and deliver a word that will transform our lives from the inside out. Lord, continue to bless them abundantly. Continue to speak the wisdom and power and truth and an understanding. And Lord, no matter where he goes, when he's speaking, that the sin sick will be saved, those who need healing to be healed, those who need deliverance already got it. Father, we thank you because the dead has come alive just because he's walking in your divine obedience. Thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. And amen.
Amen. I receive it all.
Amen.
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 Love you, love you, love you.
Father God, I just thank you tonight. I come before you humbly and ask your divineness as each and every one travels that journey when the reunion comes, that we will all arrive here safely. We will all have the spirit of joy and love and just hugs and just testimonies of over this past 3 and some years that we have shared this precious time with. How we have also shared with other people about this prayer line, that we as a family have held this unity together. And as the apostle said, let's run. He's given all of us an assignment. We all have an anointing. We all have a call. Let's run. Let's get the work done. Because what we don't get done, the next generation is already in school tutoring to get it done. And if we see our children and our grandchildren, there is the calling on their life. And we are there as the example to lead them on. And as Ann had said one time in one of her posts, she said, we lead them. We are the ones that show them the way, that this is where we go. Because this material world is nothing, but the spirit world is where we want to go. But in the spirit, we want to bring forth the generations that they will possess the promised land. So as we prepare for this gathering, it's ordained by God. It is ordained by God, this gathering. But along the way, we may see some go to that eternal rest. But along the way, they have been with us on this prayer line. And we have prayed them through their rough times. We didn't even hear about. We just began to pray and call their name out. And Stella said, call their name out. Make it specific. Father, I'm calling out this name. I'm calling this name out. Your will be done. You don't have to know the details, but your will be done. And in the meantime, yes, Father, continue to go with us. Continue to order our steps that we run. We run because he's put the seed in us. He's put it in us. Let us run because he has people already ordained to meet us to get the works done. And those works that shall be done will touch one and 1,000 and 1,000, come on, will chase the next. And that's all we got to do is take on the run. Take on the run. Noah was by himself building an ark. No rain ever coming. They thought he was crazy. They thought he was drunk and crazy. But he was following the instructions of the Father, our godly Father. And when it did rain, the door was sealed, and no one else could enter. So as we got an assignment on our lives, and we know what it is, let us run. Don't let us be outside the ark room and get in that area that we are hearing from him. Because whatever is stewing around us is, yes, there's going to be troubled waters. The adversary loves to stir. The adversary loves to work on your emotions. The adversary loves to take your joy away. The adversary loves to steal from you. Don't he say he's roaming around? Roaming around. He's roaming to kill, steal, and destroy. But if you are with him, you will get that instruction. And so, therefore, yes, go run. Run like Noah did and build that ark. So when the door is sealed, it's sealed. And God has sent you along your way. Because there are many, many to be touched. And with this family and the depth of the education and the skills in this family, how many can we touch? So when we come with the gathering and we hear what one is doing, don't you know if they touch one, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of lives that have been touched. By our obedience, as the apostle said, run with it. Don't delay.
Amen.
Run with
Amen.
It. Quit putting off the delay and run with it.
Amen.
Because you've gotten the instruction. You've gotten the direction for over three-some years. Go run now and watch
Amen.
The gathering. Watch the gathering of the mind
Amen.
Of this family.
Amen.
Uniquely
yes,
made. They uniquely
Amen.
Made. And deeply rooted like the palm tree, that is not easily ripped up without a hurricane of magnitude. You don't see too much of that. That doggone palm tree will flex back and forth before it will break. We are deeply rooted in the Word of God every week on this line. I am encouraged. Apostle just took my whole day. He didn't even know
Started
my
up.
Whole day conversation.
Yeah.
He didn't know my conversation today.
Yeah.
I knew that was from God. That was a message from God. Don't you stop, girl. Don't
Amen.
You stop. Don't you let
Amen.
Nothing stop you.
Hey.
You belong to
Amen.
Me, the grace that I
Amen.
Am.
That's right.
The grace
That's
that
right.
I am. And when you
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
Me,
Amen.
When you praise
Amen.
Me, praise
Amen.
Me,
Amen.
I will take you to that level where you will hear my little voice and I will instruct
Amen.
You. But you got to come with the praise. Don't come with the demands
Amen.
And the odds and the dots and the dots. God don't want to hear that.
Preach.
Praise
hey.
Him for what he already
hey.
Does. He left Anne with us this entire time. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
He left
yeah.
her with us. We got to choose
yeah.
to hear her voice.
Yeah.
One more time.
I feel
One
you.
More time. And
Amen.
She didn't sound sick. She didn't sound
Amen.
Sick. But God kept lifting her up. She kept staying on this prayer line, sick and
yeah.
sick and sick, and we never knew it all. So let's
yeah.
continue to pray for those. Let's continue to run. Take the gifts and the talents and the dream he gave you, and let's
yeah.
do what the apostle said. Run. Go back to that Hebrew. Whatever version you read, make sure you go back to that Hebrew 11 and understand what God is saying at a time like this. Run,
Amen.
And don't let that our door close, and you cannot get on because you were slowful and you had doubts. Get on the boat in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
This concludes our prayer meeting for tonight. After a word from our sponsor, we will continue with praise and worship. Thank you for listening to the Living Bible Hub Network. Please subscribe and leave a comment. And be sure to visit livingbiblehub.com. Thank you for your support. Remember, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish, but would have everlasting life. Until the next time, fam, peace, love, blessings.